One of the most frustrating aspects of orthodontic treatment is to deal with patients who continually miss or fail their appointments. Not only does this increase the overall length of treatment for these individuals, but it also can complicate the orthodontic mechanics and the sequence of treatment. Which types of patients fail their appointments in your office? Is it possible to predict which patients could potentially miss their appointments? Those questions were posed in an article that appeared in the July 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. Since all orthodontists, and especially their staff, have to contend with failed appointments, I thought that this would be an excellent article for us to review. The title of this article is Influence of Patient Financial Account Status on Orthodontic Appointment Attendance. This study was co-authored by Steve Lindauer and several other research colleagues from Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. The purpose of this study was to determine whether the financial status of a patient's account, among other factors, influences whether a patient is more likely to miss orthodontic appointments. In order to accomplish this goal, the authors evaluated the attendance at appointments of all active patients being treated at Virginia Commonwealth University Orthodontic Clinic over a 6-week period. New patients, observation patients, and retention patients were excluded from this survey. What the authors wanted to determine was whether or not those individuals in active orthodontic treatment were compliant with attending appointments. For each individual, the patient's financial status relative to the orthodontic contract was regarded as either current, overdue, or in collections. In addition, the authors evaluated the age of the patients, their gender, and the method by which the appointment had been made, either in person, by telephone, or by postcard. So this was a relatively straightforward study. What did these authors find? First of all, during the 6-week period that the authors used for assessment, there were about 550 appointments that had been scheduled and evaluated at the orthodontic clinic. Overall, 88% of the appointments were kept, while about 12% were missed or failed. When the authors evaluated whether gender played a role in these differences, the authors found that males were significantly more likely to miss their appointments compared to females. Third, if the appointment had been made by sending a postcard, these individuals also were more likely to miss their appointments compared to those who scheduled in person or by telephone. Fourth, the authors assessed the financial status of these individuals. They found that patients who were overdue or in collections were 3 times more likely to miss an orthodontic appointment compared to those who were current with their financial account. Finally, the authors found that those individuals who missed their appointment were also likely to miss their subsequent reappointment. So there you have it. A good predictor of failed appointments is financial status of the patient's account. Those individuals who are delinquent or in collections are much more likely to miss their appointment. If you'd like to review this information, you'll find it in the July 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.